الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحديث حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates and says that نبي كريم صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم said خلقت الملائكة من نور, that the malaika, the angels have been created from نور, from light. وخلق الجان من مارج من نار, and jinnat have been created from a flame of fire. وخلق آدم مما وصف لكم, and Adam, the father of all mankind, Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام, has been created from that which was described to you, that is from sand, and in the, it is from sand in both ways, that Allah Ta'ala created Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام directly from sand, and the other is that man today is created from sperm, and the sperm is made from blood, and blood is made from the food that we eat, and the food that we eat comes from the ground. So in that way also indirectly we are created from sand, and we are all the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So in that way also we are created from sand. There are two great aspects of this hadith. The one is the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, how from Noor Allah Ta'ala created the Malaika, the Farishta. And then because they were created from Noor, they are all righteous and pious. They are such that there is no inherent thing in them to commit sin. They don't get the thought of sin. There is no question of sin. They have been created from Noor, from that very, very pure light. So they don't have any desire of any sin whatsoever, and there is no question of any sin from them. Jinnat have been created from a flame of fire. Fire is destructive, and also fire is a thing that burns. So therefore the shaitan by their nature, they go more towards evil. Their nature is to do sin, and the leader of all the jinnat, shaitan, he is the one who committed the worst sin and leads people to all types of sin. And man has been created from sand. And sand is a thing that it remains down on the ground. So it shows that man should be more humble in all these things. When he has been created from sand, from a thing which is down on the ground, so he should have no pride in him. For man to have pride is the most ugliest thing that there can be within him. Malaika, if they hate pride, they don't have any pride. They were, so to say, justified because they are created from Noor. Jinnat, if they had pride, which shaitan was filled with, then so to say, in a sense, fire goes upwards. So it could be said that he could have been justified. Of course, pride and honor is only for Allah and for no one else. So nobody should have pride. But man is the last one that could have any pride, because he is created from the one side directly from sperm. Sperm is dirty, inspeakable, nobody likes it. It touches little bit the clothes or any part, a person wants to wash it away immediately. Sand is also a thing, if our hands, we work on the ground, etc., then we feel very awkward, we wash it off, in fact we will put cream, etc., on the hands again after that. In spite of that, for man to have pride is a thing which is most despicable, is most unlike. But very sadly, we suffer very greatly from this malady, and we just don't want to accept what anyone else will tell us, etc. Right in the home, between husband and wife, generally both are suffering from pride also. Therefore, the arguments erupt, and nobody wants to accept the fault of his own fault. And we always want to push the fault onto another person. And also, pride is that thing that creates anger in a person. anger. And anger is also a most despicable thing, and it really destroys a person completely. So that is on the one side, and the other side, the great qudrat of Allah. How Allah Ta'ala creates things. From nur Allah creates, from fire Allah creates, from sand Allah Ta'ala creates. So we should gain the great ma'rifat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that what a creator. And Allah, nur and fire and sand were not there, that Allah were there and Allah used it to create. Allah created nur, Allah created fire, Allah created sand, and Allah can create whatever He wants to. Allah is the most greatest. So we should understand how great Allah Ta'ala is also, and that also a person who has recognized the greatness of Allah Ta'ala will realize that I am absolutely nothing. I can't move a finger on my own will without the will of Allah Ta'ala. I can't blink an eye. I can't utter one alphabet, forget a word, without the will of Allah Ta'ala. So how great Allah Ta'ala is, that also should dawn upon us. May Allah make us realize the greatness of Allah, and that we should humble ourselves in front of Him. And a wonderful manifestation of that is our namaz. When we raise our hands, we surrender to Allah Ta'ala. We stand in humility, our hands folded humbly in front of Allah. We bow down and go in ruku. We go right down and make sajda, that Allah has given us this way, that this humility of us must be manifested, must be manifested 5 times a day in its perfection. May Allah give us the reality of namaz, which has got so many other lessons that it teaches us as well. Wa akhiru da'wana.